I'm at Camden BRI with Dr. Danny Bayliss, new technology specialist, and we're discussing ultraviolet light or UV technology and its role in decontamination for the food and drinks industry. So Danny, can we start by you telling us what UV technology is and what it can do?
So UV technology is the use of ultraviolet light to inactivate microorganisms. It's a particular wavelength of the ultraviolet light that is responsible for this inactivation. And this wavelength of light is 254 nanometers. This particular wavelength of light is absorbed by the microorganism's DNA and prevents them from being able to replicate.
And what are the applications or the potential applications for the food and drink industry?
So the technology has been used for some time now to treat water and air, but more recently there has been more sort of applications for the technology for decontaminating surfaces. Surface decontamination covers a range of different areas, from treating equipment, packaging, utensils, particularly if they're trying to be moved from low care to high care areas. The technology is also suitable for surface decontamination of foods and beverages. Some of the particular food products this technology could be used for are some meats, fish, or for the shelf life extension of bakery products or fresh fruit and vegetables.
Now, you've got a long-running project which specifically assesses the potential of new and emerging technologies, and you're looking at some specific applications of UV as part of this. So can you tell us a bit about these applications?
Yeah, so for the feasibility study that we're conducting this year, we're looking at two different aspects of the particular technology. The first aspect is looking at the UVC penetration through different packaging materials, and the second is improving the quality of treated foods. So if I talk a little bit more about the first aspect of the technology, we're trying to understand the different types of packaging materials and how much UVC can penetrate these packaging materials. So we can understand the different laminate layers and how much UVC we can get through to try and look to develop some sort of impact UVC process. If we look at the second application, we're also looking to understand the quality improvements that this technology can bring about. Because there's been some studies in the literature that show that the application of this technology can improve some nutritious components, such as antioxidant components. And we want to understand whether the commercial applications of this technology can bring about these increases in these nutrients.
And so how will you know whether the approach will achieve the level of decontamination that you're interested in achieving?
So it's very important to ensure that you effectively validate the process. So you need to understand the target microorganisms that you want to decontaminate, and the dosages need to be determined for achieving the sufficient log reduction of those particular organisms. You also need to understand the process variability of the light itself, so you can map out the area and understand where there's shadowing areas or low dosage areas, because these areas need to at least achieve the threshold dosage that's required for inactivating these microorganisms. For example, if you're treating a variety of different sized products, you need to understand the different dosages that's going to be delivered to the surface of these products. It's particularly important when you're looking at low care to high care transfer and you're treating a variety of different product sizes. So basically, it's like any other commercial process that has to be validated to ensure that it's doing what you need it to do.
And if someone is interested in the potential of the technology for a particular product, how could they explore that?
So I would encourage people to get in touch, because with this technology, it's like a case-by-case basis. You need to understand whether the technology is suitable for your particular type of product. We do have a commercial pilot scale system here that we can use for trials that is adjustable, so we can treat a variety of different product sizes and dosages to explore the technology.
Danny Bayliss, thank you very much indeed.